This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's time for Sounding Off.
Stu, did I catch you sleeping?
No, you did not catch me sleeping.
No, you didn't catch me sleeping. I just wasn't paying attention. That's all there. All right, go ahead, Stu.
After their 96-82 game loss, the game two loss to the Spurs on Monday, Grizzlies head coach David Fizdale was not in the best of moods. His team fell to an 0-2 series deficit and only got to the free throw line 15 times, while the Spurs made it to the charity stripe 32 times. Fizdale was fined $30,000 for these comments he made after the game.
You know, it's unfortunate that I got a guy like Mike Conley who in his whole career has got zero technical fouls and just cannot seem to get the proper respect from the officials that he deserves. It was a very poorly officiated basketball game. Zach Randolph, the most rugged guy in the game, had zero free throws, but somehow Kawhi Leonard had 19 free throws. First half, we shot 19 shots in the paint, and we had 6 free throws. They shot 11 times in the paint, and they had 23 free throws. I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up. Overall, 35 times we shot the ball in the paint. We had 15 free throws for the game. They shot 18 times in the paint and had 32 free throws. Kawhi shot more free throws than our whole team. Explain it to me. We don't get the respect that these guys deserve because Mike Conley doesn't go crazy. He has class and he just plays the game. But I'm not going to let them treat us that way. You know, I know Pop's got pedigree and I'm a young rookie, but they're not going to rook us. That's unacceptable. That was unprofessional. My guys dug in that game and earned the right to be in that game, and they did not even give us a chance. Take that for data.
What I used to watch Miami, have to watch Miami every single night because of the big three, I used to get so annoyed by David Fizdale because it would always be Spoelstra, and you'd see David Fizdale with that egregious look on his face. So angry as an assistant. I'm going, man, you are an assistant pimp. Sit down. You aren't supposed to be yelling at the refs. You're an assistant. You're to act like one. And now he's a head coach, and I love that move. I love it. It galvanizes the team. The team paid his fine. It's so many times you see good coaches, and they just get thrown under the bus. You'll have good coaches, and we lost, but it's his fault. It's not his fault. Darren Williams is to blame it on Avery Johnson. He's to blame it on Jerry Sloan. No, it was Darren Williams' fault. That's what it was. They made you a centerpiece twice, and you failed. Well, you blame it on good coaches. And you have guys like that. Avery Johnson, maybe a little bit sketchy. But either way, Jerry Sloan, definitely a good coach. But you have a guy like David Fizdale who completely demands respect in that case. And you have a great case of where, hey, you're going to go out and you're going to pay for the fouls. You're going to buy the fouls. You're going to get the calls fouled on them, get the calls made on them. You're going to try to get yourself back into this thing. And in the long term, you're not going to win that series, but in the long term, you are going to get that respect that you so desire in the NBA. There's a lot of guys who think they got it, and they don't. There's a lot of guys who are just every other name. You just throw them out there, and they're garbage. David Fizdale proved something the other night. He's going to get guys' attention. He's going to get guys to play for him. He's a better head coach because of it. They're a better team in the long term because of it. I salute David Fizdale for what he did. That was textbook beauty that you see out of great coaches. I wish him the very best because of that. Next!
Sticking with basketball, after yesterday's game between the Wizards and Hawks, Markieff Morris had some choice words for Paul Millsap. Well, during the post-game press conference, Millsap responded to Morris's comments, and Millsap's teammate Dennis Schroeder seemed to find the whole thing hilarious. Here's what all three had to say.
It's a crybaby. You get all the calls when you're a crybaby. That's how I went tonight.
Paul, do you feel like this matchup between you and Markieff is becoming personal? He just said in the locker room that you're a crybaby.
Oh my God, no. Oh. No.
It definitely got personal now, yes. I mean, I don't care. So what? Take his loss and go back to the hotel. Be ready for the next game.
See, that's why you gotta like a little bit of playoff basketball. I know it's not as good as the NHL playoffs, but man, that's why you gotta like a little bit of that. I still think that's not even as much of a Paul Millsap problem as that is a Hawks problem. I've always seen him as soft over this generation. You know, I know Paul Millsap said, well, they were out there fighting MMA and that they were playing basketball. Well, you lost twice in that game. It's always been a question of toughness when it comes to Atlanta. I said the same thing about Al Horford back in the day when Matt Dellavedova's getting in his head to now where it's at. If you're going to win some games, you're going to have to play physical in the East. You're going to have to slop it up. You know, in the West, they'll run up and down the floor. They have great athleticism, great shooters. It's a different style of play. But if you're in the East, you're going to have to throw some elbows and you're going to have to get nasty. And that's always been the problem to me with Atlanta. Not just the firepower, not just anything else, not even, you know, Mike Budenholzer looking like Gil from The Simpsons. It's not just about that. You're going to have to get tough. And every single year, it's the same old thing. When are you going to start taking swings at guys? I'm sorry. You're going to have to serve justice. In the words of the late, great Deacon Jones, you're going to have to serve justice or you're going to get kicked around the league. And that's what's happened to Atlanta over the last 4 years. That is Sounding Off. We do it every week at 11:20.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.